The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury.
Well, Fief, it could well be glandular fever. It's a serious thing. We do have Tommy Little
literally from six.
Lads.
The energy of this
boys, man.
Because, you know, you're training for the big marathon.
Mate,
I suppose the early mornings are all right.
I thought, why should I set my alarm for 4.30 or should I go straight through? I've gone for straight through. And it'll be great for the 6 to 6.30 part of the show. From then, it might be a bit downhill.
Well, you were on the drink last night, non-alcoholic drink, just to celebrate.
Mate, I had one non-alcoholic beer. And boy, I tell you what, surprisingly, no, they are shit out. They are
the worst.
And some people are like, oh, it feels like a real beer. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
I've got a mate who is old man. His friend's old man used to be an alcoholic.
Yes.
And he loves going out and he just needs a beer. So he takes his own six pack of non-alcoholic beer and puts it behind the bar and acts like he's drinking. So everyone still thinks he's drinking.
Yes.
He says it tastes awful.
It's awful. It does help a little bit, but it helps because he's holding a drink. It feels like you're the bloke that's standing in the corner of a bar drinking like a vodka soda out of a straw. And even though they might trick themselves and think they're having an okay time, everybody else is looking at them thinking, you wanker.
Yeah, that's Byron.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm aware.
He literally looked straight at me as he was saying it. It's 6:02. Tommy's going to be here.
What have you got a top deck hat on for?
What about
the old basketball card?
Streetwear brand. You don't get it. It's the Fox.
I thought top deck was a haircut.
101.9 The Fox.
Big dog, you're preparing. You're not far off. You're off to Antarctica.
Yes, I am to run a marathon over there.
Do you know what's ahead of you?
And if they missed that, he said, yes, to run a marathon in Antarctica.
Yeah, it's the Antarctic Ice Marathon. It happens every year. 50 or so.
You have to be invited, don't you?
Idiots, nah.
Qualify.
Nah.
You have to qualify? Nah.
Because
I saw you guys. Because I was like, oh, three Australians got picked. You're amazing.
Yeah, I may have lied. But you got to send in your bio because it's advertised as the last marathon to do. So if you've knocked off the six other continents, do the last one. Do Antarctica.
Yeah.
It's great, right? It's known as the hardest marathon in the world because it's like running on soft sand. So it goes for about 6 or 7 hours. And you have to send in a bio.
And it's -20.
20 with wind chill, maybe feels like -70.
Yeah.
And I read all the other bios and they're like, ultra marathon runner, done this marathon, done under 3 hour marathons, broken records at 10K. And I thought, what do I write? And so I wrote that, look, my name's Tommy and this will be my first marathon, but I really wanted to set out to win my first marathon. And so I just looked at the finishing times for all the marathons around the world. And Antarctica has the slowest winning finishing time.
So I
reckon I'm a shoo-in.
Yeah.
And they wrote me back the longest, most concerned email about who was coming on this trip. I was like, oh, I don't think you guys get jokes.
Right.
You're going to die, mate.
Well, you've been preparing well. I've seen you be getting suction cups. You've been getting cortisones. I'm like, toughen up a little bit.
Mate, I've also been running a lot.
Oh.
And this is great because it's rare that I'm in the presence of a great athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what advice do you have for me? Because I could share some of your pre-show athletic chat with the people and the routine you go through, and even that I find inspiring.
Yeah, just a dart in a city. Got to open up the lungs, mate.
It's a wonderful warm-up.
I walked in and I said, geez, I'm feeling surprisingly fresh for in the 5 a.m.s. And I just see you just durry in mouth walking out. Hey, bro.
Now, Tommy, I'm not much of a runner. Long distance wasn't my niche.
It's awful.
Yeah, I was more short distance. I was just quick.
Yeah.
But when we have to do long distance,
you would just fend them off with one arm.
Yeah, one arm. Probably mark it on top of my finger. You know, the basketball you spin around. You love your basketball. Yeah. I used to mark it like that on blokes. Blokes would look at me and go, you're a freak. And I go, stop talking to me. I'm just kicking 6 or 7. I'm going to go and get pissed. I'm going to have a great time.
Oh. Yeah, is he a globetrotter or a full forward?
Yeah,
I don't know. Bit of both, I guess.
But I, one time, we used to do a 3.2 around around Princess Park, which you've been running a lot.
Yes.
But we used to do the big 6.6 is around the jail and all the way up past the children's hospital.
Around past Parkville?
Yeah, Parkville. Yeah. Do that. It's a big one. It's called the Gatehouse. I think the Gatehouse run.
Right.
Anyway, well, running it one day and I, 6.6K, I'm thinking, geez, that's a long way. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Yeah, you're thinking, how many marks and goals do I have to kick in this time?
Yeah, I was like, mate, if I run 6.6K, that's probably four games, there's probably 30 snags.
Yeah. Sure.
Because I don't run that far in a game. Yeah. But I started off with my run, and I used to, when I run the 3.2, I used to stop at the top of the hill near the universities, and I'd stop at the drink fountain, have a bit of a water,
yes,
and then walk
for
a little
those
bit.
Who know that area, calling anything around there a hill is pretty rich. I run that path every second day, and even then I was like, what hill? Oh, you mean the slight incline,
yeah,
that you have to go up when you go over the road and then just up over those little bumpy bits until you're onto the footpath. Yes.
So I started walking, Tommy. I was about 4K in, and I was in all sorts of trouble, and I was coming second last. And Lance Whitnell was always last.
This is when you were playing.
Yeah, but this is all the players run. I don't run that far. When do I don't run?
You stopped at 4K.
No. I started to have a little bit of a walk, and I thought I can't get beaten by Lance.
That's stopping running.
Yeah,
walking is a different. like it's a whole different category of sport. In walking, you're not allowed to run. They disqualify. So you definitely stopped running.
Yeah, but in the marathon, you can walk and get disqualified. So anyway, I'm running around, and I got up near the hospital, and I thought to myself, oh, I'm nearly getting caught here. I don't want to come last. So I jumped on the 87 tram and caught it up to the last stop before Optus Oval, and I jumped off and then put a little bit of water on my face and then jumped in, and they were like, oh, geez, that's your best time.
True story.
Athlete.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, guys, I don't know if you know this, but I saw this on Instagram or Twitter yesterday. I like going through Twitter to find some stories. It's Tip Top's 60th birthday, Tommy.
I don't know.
Tip Top.
Tip Top. Tip Top. Bread.
How do you know what Tip Top is?
What Tip Top?
Tip Top's the one. Good on you, Mum.
We just always had like the Baker's Delight or the Brumbies bread. We never didn't have Tip Top.
Tip Top.
Or the Milkman. No.
Tip Top's the one. Good on your Mum. That's right.
Yeah.
Or the Milkman. Yeah.
Milkman popped around all the time.
Yeah. Actually, it was too much bread. And Mum was too exhausted to cook anything.
And I love Tip Top, Tommy, because I...
Tip Top's the one, good on you, Mum. Yeah, Tip Top's the one, get away from me, Mum. Yeah.
I used to live in Narrewarra, and there's a Tip Top factory out there at Dandenong on Greens Road, and we used to always drive past it to go pick that up from work. And the smell you get from the bread,
Is this starting to sound like you're getting kickbacks?
No.
You sure?
Not at all.
You promised me you're not getting paid
I'm a Baker's Delight man.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like Baker's Delight bread. Yeah. But
no, you'll know when he's getting kicked.
Fresh white bread.
Obvious.
Oh, there's nothing better.
But it got me thinking, and you just said Tip Top's the one and get away from my mum. Famous jingles from TV shows or TV ads.
13, 13, 32, Lubmobile will come to you.
I think we got that one.
Lubmobile will come to you.
13, 13, 32.
Why is it a soul singer?
13, 32.
Can I offer you one that you might not have?
Sure.
Why was it a soul singer? Because it was the time when white people sung like that and it was fine.
it was like a parody of a... Anyway, continue.
I love the Cotty's Cordial
Dick,
one.
Dick, 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 Dick
Scotty's one was my mum picks a fruit that goes to
Oh, but of course, on the schoolyard, became famous for
something else. Yeah, we won't go there.
Here we go.
Oh, Byron.
Well, it's interesting. My dad likes the fruit that goes to buddies to make the cordial that I like. Now, let's not blow all the examples.
No, we won't. So 131060, guys, what's your favourite commercial jingle? Let's go back into the archives and relive some of those favourite commercials.
Maybe even sing them.
Yeah, we'll sing them. That's what we want to do, Byron. Yeah, we want to sing them. Love it. I used to love these. My favourite, I don't know if you would have guessed these, is 1-3-1-6-6 1-3-1-6-6
Pizza Hut. A delivery. Yeah. With Dougie.
What happened? Dougie!
What happened, Dougie? There you go.
1-3-1-6-6
1-3-1-6-6
Pizza Hut delivery. Did Dougie go off the rails or is he all right? Yeah,
where is Dougie? Is he okay? It's a very fair point.
Ask to me. Dougie, if you're listening, please.
That's a good ad. Let's move on.
One delivery too much.
Okay. Oh, 131060. We'll come back to your calls.
1019 The Fox.
Tommy and Byron, it's Tip Top's 60th birthday.
Yes.
Tip Top's the one, good on you. And it got me thinking yesterday, guys, that great TV jingles back in the old days when they used to have real rippers. Like the Vegemite, there was Cordial, there was
13, 32.
Pizza Hut. So we threw it out to Melbourne. Cassandra from Cooey Rup, what have you got for us?
A Jack's antibacteria is used to clean and disinfect. I got the cleaning out of the way. Enjoy our holiday. Ajax, spray and what?
Well, firstly, Sandra.
Very good.
You're an absolute ripper.
That's amazing.
I don't remember that.
I do now that she sings it.
But I'm into it.
Spray and wipe
spray
the surface.
And wipe, yes.
I cleaned up every surface. Spray and wipe works faster. And
wow.
I love the way these callers are just launching into song as well. This is fantastic. They just seem to launch
Well, that's
in.
Some prep work, mate. Your producers would have done that on the phone.
Well, but that's fantastic.
These people just haven't rung in by chance.
What are you trying to say, Leon? Just try to type something.
We've got audio for you there.
Oh, okay, great. Where?
We don't need the audio when we've just heard it, do we? I mean, Greg, this is why. Just let the producers do their job.
When the
wonderful listeners come on and sing, because they've worded them up to sing, go along with it like it was normal. Don't go, isn't that a bit weird?
Yeah,
they just went into song.
Tommy, can you work here every day?
Now I've got the audio, though. No, but this is the audio.
Oh, yeah, let's do that now. Got a
call from There you go, Tommy.
I like Cassandra's version better, mate. I thought radio peaked when it sounded natural and like she just did it off the cuff.
That's why we get paid the big bucks, Tommy.
You didn't have Leon in your ear, literally in your headphones, confusing you.
Okay, Nick from Sky, what have you got for me, buddy?
You've revealed more of the magic.
36, 70, 70.
Is that the roof seal? Roof.
Roof, roof.
Have you got that jingle, Byron?
When your roof is getting lost between the lichen and the moss, when your mortar isn't where it ought to be, and give it back that old appeal with a visit from Roof Seal. 1-336-7070.
Jeez, and people would have got paid fortunes to write these jingles back in the day. Have we lost old
mate?
No,
continue.
I want to go to Nick. Well, Nick, just a thought. In the movie Demolition Man, starring Wesley Snipes and Sandra Bullock, the future
is
in
that... Is that pre-jail or post-jail?
For who?
Wesley.
Did Wesley go to jail?
Yeah, tax.
Oh, they always get you. You'll be going to jail soon. Nick's bugging off. He's hung up.
Well, Jordan from Ballarat.
Well, I wanted to know, in that movie, the future looks like it's just jingles. All the songs they play on the radio are just jingles because people miss them and get so nostalgic. And do you think we'll ever get to that point?
It's a good story.
Okay.
Jordan from Ballarat. Good morning, Jordo.
That's fair. Harsh but fair.
What have you got for us, buddy?
1-300-06-555-06.
Brilliant.
You have trouble reading. That's something. We know this one, don't we, guys?
No.
I don't know.
I probably should have rang this.
Oh, you were doing the but you did it with the kind of, it sounded like you pinched your right nut as you went.
What's that for, Jordo? What was that for?
The reading writing hotline.
I was mad for that.
Yeah, well, that's probably why I didn't know it.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue.
I've got people to do that for me. Sean from Craigieburn. Good morning. No, they used to do my homework.
Good morning, Fev.
How are you, buddy?
Not bad.
Hey, Sean, did you have people to do your homework for you like Fev did?
Me mum, I tried to get her to do it, but, she wouldn't do it because I was struggling like you, Fev, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry, mate.
Oh, he's done all right. Don't fall for this act. This bloke's got 17 jobs and 18 cashies lined up on the weekend. Don't feel too bad.
Cashies right out in December.
Sure.
What have you got for us, Sean?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
There you go.
Banana
Yawny.
Very well done.
Hey, Greg, give him something.
Why? Why am I the guy that's got to... You give him something.
Well, I don't have a prize sheet.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Give him something, mate.
We'll find something in the prize cupboard.
Are you excited about that, Sean?
I think we've got a human nature CD from yesterday.
101.9 The Fox.
You're doing an amazing thing, mate. Let's be honest. You're going over to Antarctica where it's a chance where things might not go to plan there.
I'm competing the Antarctic Ice Marathon to raise money for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia. 42.2. Yeah, that 0.2 is
20.
The hardest.
You're going over there to run for a great cause.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
About the cause, about the run,
about everything, mate.
The cause is, like I said, Spinal Cord Injuries Australia. It's raising money on the research side of things because Australia's pretty much at the forefront with modern technology in this area. And we think we're pretty close to finding a cure for people who suffer spinal cord injuries. They're young people. You most commonly suffer spinal cord injuries, kind of teens through 20s is the most common age for it to happen. And it's accidents. It's you know, people diving into pools, people coming off bikes, young people just living their lives, and then they have something that, you know, they never would foresee happening. And at the moment, that can often be something that sticks with them for life. And it's obviously hard for them, the people around them, but also the cost is huge. If you've got someone who's quadriplegic, to care for them for their life, we're talking the millions and millions of dollars. And so if it doesn't tug at your heartstrings, it should at least tug at your economic sensibilities. And if we can find a cure for this, it would be every day someone suffers spinal cord injuries in this beautiful country of ours. It'd be great if there was a chance that one day that person wakes up and you say, hey, you've severed your spinal cord, but it's, you know, it's okay.
And quickly, Fev, we put a link up at Fifi Fev Byron so that you can make a donation. So we just wanted to make that as easy as possible. Go to our Instagram and make a donation.
You know what I would love?
Yes, mate.
We are at
nearly 100 grand.
We're at 98,000, I believe, 800 or something. We're about a grand away. If you, if your gorgeous listeners could push us to 100 grand, that'd be
that'd be great. Let's go for that by the end of the show. Let's tip it over to 100
you
grand.
Ripper.
Great stuff.
Mm. Are you ready to go?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be. I'm not an athlete. I'm not a runner. At the start of the year when I decided to do this, the most I'd run was 14K in a fun run, and it nearly killed me.
I don't understand fun runs.
No, they're a
not,
lie.
They're not fun.
They're not fun.
They're not fun.
No, it's an absolute lie.
Come do a 5K fun run.
Yeah, no, I won't. but so it's been awful. The first I run is, so I up my running, and so I've been doing a long run on the weekend, which is about kind of 25 to 30 usually, and then I've been doing three or four 12 to 14K runs. And so I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
I saw you running on the weekend and it was 33 degrees and you said, I'm just preparing for Antarctica.
Your mate.
33 degrees.
Mate. I had a run. I've done, and it was in a dust storm in Sydney and I thought, there is no better prep.
There is no better prep for minus 20 and freezing. Now, guys, in fairness,
you're doing a great thing, mate.
Fev had an idea and I like this, okay? Yeah. So because we care about you, Tommy, and that's the only reason.
Thanks, mate.
Things don't always go perfectly well for marathon runners.
No, and no, they really do.
Don't you think, Fev, that just to hear all the different, you know, unfortunate things that have happened during marathons, to call and share those stories purely as a warning to our mate over here?
Yeah, we'd love a warning because 13:10:60, what has happened on a marathon run that you've been involved in or you've seen? I've seen a lot of footage of people running, actual athletes. But we used to run a 3.2K, as I told you, and had a couple of people run that and themselves.
Okay.
That happens a lot because you push so hard.
Right. Can I tell you a famous one?
Imagine if you do that in Antarctica, it'll just freeze up.
Okay. Mate, there's no worse thing than crossing the finish line last. The only worst thing than crossing the finish line last is crossing the finish line with a, because you've got to take everything out. It's a national site, right? Yeah. Like National Heritage Site. Crossing the line with a plastic bag with my own frozen Borry.
Oh, okay. So, look, unfortunately for you, Tommy, lots of calls already coming through. 13:10:60. What could possibly go wrong on a marathon?
101.9 The Fox.
And we are talking about, you thought it might do something to uplift my spirit somehow by talking about marathons gone wrong.
Gone wrong.
If you're a good man like that.
There's nothing better than seeing some good footage of marathon runners just not quite getting there.
Yeah. Mate, one of the best things I saw, by completing the Hawaii Ironman, and it took him like 15 hours just before the finish line, he decided to jump in the air and do a celebration jump, his feet together. Didn't untap his feet, landed...
broke his ankle. Oh. Had to crawl across the finish line.
Jeez.
I laughed for about as long as it took him to complete the Hawaii Ironman.
That's what we're talking about.
These are all lessons, though. These are all warnings for Tommy.
All warnings. Don't jump. Just don't jump. Yeah. You've got a crook calf, so I wouldn't be jumping anywhere. Yeah, just run. Says from Sunbury, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you got a marathon disaster story?
Yes, I've done about 43 marathons and I can't believe that Tommy's only doing 14 kilometres to run his marathon.
Oh, no, I've been doing 35. My long run's up to 35, Sarah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
But I still feel like you're disappointed.
43 marathons, well done.
Yeah.
Well, back in like in the 90s, the girls used to, elite runners used to wear their little two-pieces. And about 30 kilometres into my run, I had got diarrhoea.
Oh, no.
Right. Okay.
And being a toilet paper girl, I yelled out to the crowd, did anyone have any toilet paper?
Hang on. Sorry, Sarah.
Who's not a toilet paper girl?
Needs to run under 3 hours.
Wow.
Whoa.
Did anyone have any Kleenex? Did they have toilet paper?
Yeah, I was going, excuse me, do you have some toilet paper? And then I had, because your legs are pretty sore at that stage, I had imaginary thoughts that if I had popped into the bushes, I wasn't going to get up.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm sorry to get caught up, and I know this is not the important bit. You've overcome adversity and done something amazing under grueling conditions. But again, the toilet paper girl a bit. Are there people around who are not toilet paper people?
Well, like, yes, there are.
But can you imagine running a marathon and having this, getting some diarrhea and going, who's got a bidet?
Well, actually, one of the elite runners, I won't mention his name, he had diarrhoea 1 year.
Oh, Diggs.
Diggs. Is that Rob Diggerstella?
Sure.
And he got the sponges, yeah, and he sponged his backs of his legs because he had diarrhoea.
Okay, I definitely
know. The great part about that story
is... See what happens? You ask too many questions. Now we've got nothing to talk about because that's what we're going to talk about.
No, but you know the great thing I heard about that story? So he did. He sponged himself down, right? He sponged his legs down. Mm. And then for years... Australian runners thought it was a technique. So they get to the sponging station, they thought it was something to cool your leg muscles down. So people for years, runners were grabbing the sponges and sponging down their legs, and then Deeks had to go out and say, guys, I shit myself.
101.9 The Fox.
Come with me on this. I sat down yesterday with little Tobes and Schnooksy, Alex, who's my wife, Tommy, and I just put it on Stan. Stan's a great avenue to watch some great TV shows. I sat there and the first thing that popped up was this new show called All American. It's about a college gridiron and they go through. It's really good.
Well,
great
you
show.
Were Friday Night Lights, man. Yes, is great. This your wheelhouse?
Yeah, that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're sitting there watching it and there's an actor who's the coach. His name is Tay Diggs. Yeah, he was on Private Practice, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. And
Tay
Alex,
Diggs.
Yeah.
It just sounds cool.
He's actually a cool dude. And Alex said, oh, God, I used to watch you. I followed this guy on Twitter, on Instagram. I've unfollowed him because now I dislike him because of all his Instagram posts. Because what she saw on the TV, she loved. But then what in real life, she saw, she didn't like. And it got me thinking.
Did he have a fun name? Was it Can You Dig It or something? Was it some Instagram handle?
Can You Dig It?
Yeah, this is Can You Dig Tay.
Yeah, Can You Dig Tay?
That's, yeah, and it just didn't fly.
Well, yeah, we should have done rehearsal, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I wasn't really thinking that I was going to get a question back.
I'm sorry, I've thrown you off.
You've really thrown me.
When the Fev train goes, let it go. I'm sorry.
So I was, all aboard the Fev train. Toot, toot. I'm starting to sound like Luke McGregor.
Anyway.
So I sat there and I thought, this is really resonated with me because I love NFL. I love sport. Yep. We both love the basketball. Yep. We often message each other. I love Tom Brady.
The greatest of all time.
He's a freak. I love what he does, a big number 12. But his Instagram, I can't have him.
Talk to him. What's he doing wrong?
He's got a beautiful house. He's got a beautiful wife.
Giselle Bundchen.
Yeah.
But he just gets out and he keeps getting on his Instagram and going, yeah, boy, 9-3, woo, let's go, Pat, go, Pat. I'm like, no, you're not a supporter. It's like he's a nuffy in the Collingwood cheer squad like you. It's like, no, you are the greatest
quarterback of all time. Hey, I'm a proud nuffy, mate.
Yeah, get it right.
Yes, yeah. I'm not ashamed of that. But I find this interesting because I hate Tom Brady as well. I love him on field, but I hate him as well. But that's because he's a bit cultish. He does these ads for like his Tom Brady method.
Yeah, TB.
Yeah, and you listen to it and it's absolutely nuts.
Oh, my God.
It is absolutely 1,000% mental.
Right. Mental. This is some of his audio from his Instagram, Byron.
What's up? 9-3, but you know what? The only reason I've been playing 19 years is to get to that 1,000 yards. And I did it, so that's it. I'm out. Time to ride off into the sunset.
He put this tune in? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, unfollow.
He just does it all the time. It's like, come on, bro. 13, 10, 60, guys.
Tommy's about to follow him. He thought it was quite good.
Who on Instagram have you loved on the screen or as a celebrity, but then see what they do in real life and gone, eh.
Cleve had this, by the way, with the real life guy that was Outlander.
Yes, Outlander. What's his name? The Scottish guy.
So Sam Ewan.
Dan Huon.
Yeah. So can we just say whose social media sucks?
Yeah.
So you love the person.
Love the person.
But then you see there and it just sucks.
And just unfollow.
Unfollow.
13, 10, 60 is
Brady,
the number.
If you're listening, you're dead to us.
101.9 The Fox.
Watching a TV series yesterday, Tommy Little, about, it's called All American, about a college game.
Yep.
And they, it's Gridiron. And anyway, there was a guy on there called Tay Diggs. And Alex goes, oh, geez, I used to follow him on Twitter, but I don't like him anymore because I follow him and I've seen the real him and it just, it just doesn't resonate with me.
I worked out what a lot of people worked out, which is most actors are flogs.
They are, right, mate. Okay.
And I'm a bit this way with Tom Brady at the
most,
moment.
There's some rippers.
Absolutely.
Some rippers. Steve Curry, if you're listening, great man.
Yes.
The rest of you.
Including Luke McGregor.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting a bit like that with Tom Brady. He just frustrates me. But I love him on the field. It's like when I have to work with Byron. But then I
love him on the buttons.
And his Instagram, God, he's not far away from getting unfollowed. I'll give you the tip.
Byron Cook with an E on the end if you're interested.
Krista from Moorabbin.
Hello.
How you going?
Good.
Who don't you like?
I don't like Tara Pavlovich. Is that how you say her last name? From Pavlovich.
Pavlovich?
From Bachelor in Paradise.
But you liked her on the show.
I did. I'm a big Bachelor fan, Bachelor in Paradise. I loved her on the show. I thought she was a really nice girl. And then saw her on Instagram and she's, you know, slandering Sam and Party Girl and all the endorsements. And I just couldn't
Hang on. Krista, I'm sorry. Was there an ex-Bachelor contestant who's doing quite a lot of endorsements on Instagram?
It's a bombshell.
Well, I have never. Next, you're going to say they're between jobs and just looking for the next reality show to keep their meaningless life going. Yeah,
or doing nightclub tours. Wow. That's exactly what I was looking for, Krista. Perfect example. Tracy from Greenvale.
Sorry, that was a joke, by the way. It's great stuff.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Who don't you like?
Shamar Moore from Criminal Minds.
Oh, yes. Great. Jeez, that's a good show.
Good show.
Great show,
but I thought he was a cutie. I added him on Instagram, and then the guy's just obsessed with himself.
Oh, he's the one calls her baby. Is that the one?
Yeah, baby cake.
Baby cake.
Yes.
See, he's so nice on that show. I don't follow him on Instagram, but he's just a big sweetheart.
Oh, he's just obsessed with his body and himself and the way he looks. And
so he's like,
I deleted him.
You're not talking about Byron Cook's Instagram, are you?
Or Tommy Little's.
We're all racing to get to. We're all like,
it's Byron, Byron. Thanks for admiring
the rig. I appreciate it.
You getting the rig out on Instagram?
No, only once. And it was.
Give us a look. Slip us a nipple now, mate.
For an endorsement.
Come on, give us a nipple. Just show us a nipple.
And you know how you do those.
Jeez, that's good. Waxed. Are you waxing that chest?
Yeah, I do wax.
Do you know how you do that thing on the project? We go to the retirement homes.
Yeah.
That's where Byron lives.
Exactly.
Old rig.
Yeah, well, about 2 years older than Fev and he still does the retirement jokes.
2 years?
I did think it was funny when I said get a nipple out and you just lifted up the very bottom of your T-shirt and they're just hanging out the bottom.
Okay.
Brad.
Get this man a burly support bra.
When does this guy leave?
Grant from Churnside Park. I think that you're going to say someone that I am 100% on board with.
Okay. Yeah, good morning, boys. Love your work.
Love you.
Jeremy Piven.
Yes.
Harry Gold.
Yes, yep. My God, he's brilliant.
You said this just before.
Yes, I know. He on Instagram and Twitter is horrific.
Why? What's he doing?
I watched the other day and he was like, I drink a cup of kale in the morning and feel 100%.
Drink a cup of kale.
I drank it the other morning. Terrible.
Good on you, Grant.
Drink a cup of kale.
What do you call it? It's flog juice. Thank you very much.
It's all about health. It's like, mate, you're on Entourage and you're cool.
Yeah,
and also,
he's the boss.
He's got nothing else to do. Do you know what I mean? When they're like, I'm all about health. It's like, that's because you're an actor and you work one day a week. Like, what do you mean?
Very fair point. Tommy, good luck, mate.
Brother.
Obviously, you leave on Friday for what's going to be a massive, massive, the world's most grueling marathon, the Antarctic Ice Marathon, raising much-needed funds to help people affected by spinal cord injury. We want to get to 100
grand.
Do
we get there?
No, we'll go close. If Fev Byron on our Instagram story, swipe up, and it's a really easy link to get to donate for Tommy. And
we are just...
By 9 a.m., we want to get to 100 grand.
Mate, we are just $750 away
from
great.
Yes. $100,000.
Good luck, mate. Hope it all goes well. Hey, break good, a leg.
Mate.
Chookers.
Thank you. Good luck with the new gorgeous bub. Congratulations, mate. I'm very excited to have your first Christmas four young girls in the family. What an absolute thrill, mate. They're very lucky to call you dad.
I'm very lucky to have four daughters. And Alex is very lucky to have five kids.
There is, if ever, I thought, you know, often stunning women in this life, they have to kind of keep a bit of a rogue man in check. Mm. And if ever there was a man that needs five women to keep him in check, it's Fev. So you're lucky that you've got him, mate.
The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury. Want more Fifi, Fam and Byron? Download the Fox app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.